Friends, we are so glad that you've been able to join us on this Whitby Online worship service. We do pray today that as you worship together with us, that you will be blessed. We thank you and we pray for you each and every day. And if you have any prayer requests, either from our community or beyond, please feel free to reach out to us by our social media or website or through email and text message. We would be happy to be able to pray with you today.
Picture this. Jesus is nearing the city of Jericho. Blind man is sitting there begging by the roadside. He can hear the sounds of the crowd accompanying Jesus, and he asks, "What's going on?"
The crowd responds, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way."
Then the man starts shouting, "Jesus, son of King David, show mercy to me."
The people in front of the crowd reprimand him and tell him to be quiet. But he just shouts louder and louder.
"Son of King David, show mercy upon me."
And Jesus stops and he tells the people to bring the man over to him. And the man stands in front of Jesus.
"What do you want me to do for you?"
"Lord, let me receive my sight."
"Receive your sight. Your faith has made you whole."
At that very instant, the man is able to see. He begins following Jesus, shouting praises to God, and everyone in the crowd, when they see what has happened, starts praising God too.
Greetings, friends, all the way from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And today, as we record this video, it's a beautiful sunlight, beautiful sky on the outside. And I feel privileged to be able to share with you today as your church journeys on this sermon series of Windows on Easter. At this moment today, I'd like for you to sit at the window of your own heart and life as we look at the encounter of Jesus with blind man, which is recorded in the three of the Gospels. But Mark's Gospel particularly points out the name of the man as Bartimaeus. And as we look through the window, I pray that you might be open to hear what God may be saying to us today. You've heard it read earlier from Luke chapter 18, and I'd like just to kind of paraphrase it and share with you just glimpses of what took place that day with this encounter with Jesus. Bartimaeus was blind, and he was really weary of it. It was a pretty bleak situation for him. He was unable to work, and he had to beg on the street corner in order to survive. There was no medical help and supports for a blind man in those days, and no doubt he felt pretty isolated and hopeless. The days are long and weary, and often sane people would pass through the town, engaged in their own conversations, and many times probably not even paying attention to him on the street corner. He was desperate for his situation to change. Day in, day out, he's sitting on the roadside begging for help and accepting whatever support is offered to him. Bartimaeus was all too familiar with the same people daily ignoring his cry for help. So he found himself in a desperate situation for his routine to change. There was nothing wrong with his hearing, though, so I'm certain he heard trickles of conversation all around that street corner, and no doubt he had heard about this man they called Jesus, who was claiming to be the Messiah. And perhaps in his own heart, he understood Jesus to be the long-awaited Messiah and believed that he would be his only hope. The word on the street was that this son of David, Jesus, had been healing the sick and performing many miracles. Within the quietness of his own mind, he must have wondered if it would be possible for him to receive a miracle and be blessed with sight. If only he could get connected with this Jesus, maybe, just maybe, he might be able to help him. That might be his answer. Well, I'm certain Bartimaeus kept his ears open for the opportunity that one day he might hear of Jesus coming through the neighborhood. And this day didn't seem any different than all of the rest, but suddenly things started to change. The noise on the street was growing louder, and the word came that Jesus was nearby. So, without hesitation, he immediately began shouting. He had to use the one sense that was capable of getting his attention, his voice. "Lord, have mercy!" He didn't want this son of David to pass by without giving him what he so desperately longed for. It was a deep longing and a cry from his heart that disturbed those around him, not to help him, but to hush him. But Bartimaeus was not about to be quiet now. This was a time to be heard. Bartimaeus believed that this was the one person that could give him hope and healing. The very person that he had heard who healed the lame was getting closer and closer. Surely he must not miss this man. He must be able to help him. "Son of David, have mercy on me." This was no time to be passive. It was time for persistence. "Lord, have mercy," became louder and louder as he cried out. He had to let his emotions known loud and clear. It was a direct plea for help that caught the attention of the crowd and of this man, Jesus. It was an honest cry of his heart, and he didn't care who heard it, as long as the miracle man could hear him. That's all that mattered to him at this moment. Hush! Jesus listened. Jesus heard his cry, and he stopped. Jesus saw this man in need, and he paid close attention. He requested that the blind man would come closer. What? Wow. Jesus wanted the blind man, the blind beggar, to come closer? What an impact statement. A hush over the crowd. And yet, can't you just hear the whispers and the rolling of the eyes? The teacher wants to see the blind man? Mark's gospel records in chapter 10 and verse 49, that Jesus says simply, call him. Tell him to come closer. Well, Bartimaeus' heart must have leapt for joy as he rose to his feet in response to Jesus. Time must have stood still at that moment. He heard the voice of Jesus in the distance, calling him. The sound of Jesus' voice must have been music to his ears. He didn't hesitate. It says in Luke 18 that he threw his cloak aside and he jumped to his feet to go towards Jesus. He was eager to reach out to Jesus, so he didn't want anything to hinder that possibility. He just had to be closer to this man, the long-awaited Messiah. And as he got closer, Jesus speaks loud and clear. What do you want me to do for you? He finally has the undivided attention and understanding of this miracle man, Jesus. The voice was so patient and like nothing he had heard before. This was important for the blind man, the sound of his voice. The kindness and gentleness and the compassionate response, and yet a confident voice. Here was a person in need, and Jesus responds so tenderly toward him and meets his need accordingly. He experiences an intimate encounter with the Son of David, the long-awaited Messiah, who is really sensitive to his need and knew the impact of listening to and responding to the blind man. It was a gentle prodding, no doubt. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus wanted the blind man to indicate his specific need and declare it himself. And so Bartimaeus responds, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. Lord, I want to see. And the poor blind beggar desperately wanted to leave the darkness and shackles of his blindness behind him and experience the mercy of this Jesus. He wanted to experience freedom, hope, and new life. He wanted nothing better than to see and to get off the street corner and be able to help others. His request was one of faith. Faith to believe that by shouting and stopping a crowd of Jesus' followers would change the course of his life. He believed that Jesus would have mercy on this poor guy. He had faith enough to come closer to Jesus and specifically ask for a miracle. And again, we see Jesus so tenderly using another sense of touch to reach out to the blind man and touches his eyes with mud so that his sight is restored. It was mercy in action. Jesus' encounter with Bartimaeus can teach us a few things, and I'd like to share a couple. There's a prayer for mercy. There's the window for mercy for those who need God's love and forgiveness. Jesus stands at the window of our soul and taps on the pane to get our attention. He's calling us to come closer so that you and I can encounter him more intimately. The question is, are we ready and listening for his invitation? He wants to understand the language of our hearts. What do you want me to do for you? You may not really hear his voice until you've reached the dead end of a long and winding road, isolated and alone, somewhat like the blind man. You may feel broken, wounded, and weary from trauma in your own life. God is willing to meet you at your point of need. You may be surrounded by painful conflicts that you're unable to control and with burdens that you can no longer bear. You may be experiencing emptiness and purposelessness. Do you find yourself crying out to God today, praying, Lord, have mercy on me? You see, we must have the faith to believe in a cross and a possibility for forgiveness when we pray, Lord, have mercy. This is your window of mercy. God, in boundless love and mercy, is beckoning us to come closer and share in his tender mercies. He's calling, come to me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. He wants to understand us. And when you call, he will answer. He's asking, what do you want me to do for you? Well, Jesus wants us to acknowledge our need and seek him as the only source of hope, mercy, and healing. And in faith, one can cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. Meet him at the window and experience his tender mercy. The psalmist declared, when I for mercy cry, I will wait for you. And our Lord responds so tenderly, your faith has made you whole. Our simple childlike faith is able to provide wholeness and healing, light in the midst of darkness, strength for our weakness. There's a window of mercy for those in need of God's boundless love and forgiveness. Secondly, there's a window of mercy for others. Jesus also wants you and I to hear the cry for mercy from others and respond with much tenderness and compassion. That is the love of God in action. Jesus certainly set the bar high, no doubt about it. He was the most merciful human being who ever lived. He reached out to the sick and healed them. He took the lonely and made them feel loved. He saw the need and responded. And when our Lord talks about mercy, it is authentic compassion with a pure, unselfish motive that reaches out to help. It means compassion in action toward anyone in need. How can this be possible? Our natural bent is not toward mercy. I'm not naturally inclined to be merciful. It's only through the love of God that is flowing in and through my life that I can act mercifully as I daily get closer to my God. And that's why I daily pray, may God help me to be touched by the very things that break and move the heart of God. Jesus saw the need of the blind man and was moved with compassion. He wants us to follow his example and also hear the cry of others who are in need. He wants us to listen, to stop, to stoop, to touch, to support, and act in love and mercy. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion toward one another. Zechariah 7 and 9. These are challenging days of pandemic restrictions. And yet God calls us to look for windows of mercy toward others. I'd like to share with you an example that happened to me since COVID came in. At the height of the pandemic here in Nova Scotia a few months ago, we had very tight restrictions in our condo building where I live. For example, no lingering in the lobby, keeping 6 foot distance, only 2 people of the same household on the elevator, and so on and so forth. So my husband and I, we were playing by all the rules and hardly saw any of our neighbors. But this day in particular, as we were leaving to go for a walk, we entered the lobby area and one of the tenants had just returned home with a bunch of stuff around her in an area in the lobby. And when I took a closer look, she looked terribly ill. She was very pale and weak and leaning against a walker as if she was so out of breath and tired and weary from having entered. She was loaded down with supplies, bags, a cane, a suitcase, and it was obvious that she needed assistance. The question is not only, oh goodness, do I take the risks during COVID and break the rules that she would receive any help? And I simply asked the question, would you like some help? To which she quickly revealed that she had just returned home from a 2-month stay in hospital and was ordered to isolate for 2 weeks. Oh my goodness. Okay. Good. Okay. And yes, if I was willing, she would be very grateful. I just need to get to my condo with all this stuff, and I don't know if I have the strength. Well, I guess if I really wanted to be technical, I wasn't supposed to get on the elevator with her, but she needed help that day. I took the necessary precautions and took care of business at that moment for this particular lady who lived alone, but it just did not feel right. It didn't feel like enough. Later in the day, which I confess was the Holy Spirit speaking to my own heart, to do more. So I checked in on the lady because she lived alone and she was recovering from a significant injury from a fall. And I just couldn't imagine being alone at a time like this and having to fend for oneself. So I felt that this was my opportunity, my window of mercy for me to reach out and go the extra mile with helping a neighbor who needed support. So I called and checked in on her and realized that she was still waiting for food to be delivered and potentially meals. And I said, well, then there will be a meal delivered later this evening. And so I did what I felt was Christianity in action. Windows of mercy are often before us, and yes, sometimes we need to take risk to get involved without overdoing it. There are so many needy, hurting people around us, and sometimes we just need to stop and listen. Another point about responding to needs is around the whole idea that sometimes it's just absolutely important to ask the right questions when reaching out to others. Let's not assume and believe that we have it all figured out. We already know what the person's need is. Jesus did that. He asked the question, what do you need me to do for you? Let us be sensitive and ask, what do you want me to do for you? Take time to listen to their heart's cry and deep need, to care, to comfort, to sympathize, and be present with those who are in need. God calls us to be present for others and show these acts of mercy. That's what really matters in this life. I'd like to conclude with a prayer. praying that God might bless us to find windows of mercy in these days. And so, Lord, today, you've stopped at the window of our soul. And we are found praying, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh God, may I not be blind to my own need for a fresh indwelling of your Spirit upon my life. Give me faith, faith in your endless mercy and your boundless love. Forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord, have mercy on me. And Lord, may you show your tender mercies and grace upon each of us today. I need you, and I can't do life without you. And as we draw close to you, I pray, dear Lord, that we will continue to know your intimacy as we share in the life-giving work of your Holy Spirit. God, have mercy upon us today. And from Moments with the Savior, I share this prayer. And dear God, give me a heart for those who are in deep need, and particularly for those who are weary on the roadside of life and are not in the mainstream of life, for those who may lie crumpled and cast aside, for those who are forgotten, ignored, and isolated, for those who are in some way blindness to the fullness of life. Help me not to turn a deaf ear when they call out. Help me to stop, to stoop, regardless of what the crowd may say. Help me to give myself to them as you did, to show mercy, to do what I can do to support. And though I may not be able to loose them from their chains or free them from their separate prisons, help me to visit faithfully, to show that I care, to show that someone cares. Help me to bring a meal so they may be nourished. Help me to say a kind word so they may be encouraged. Help me to give a gentle touch so they may be comforted. Help me to provide a blanket so they may be warm. Help me to give a pillow so they may have a soft place to lay their heads. Help me to lend a listening ear so their stories may be heard. Help me whenever, wherever, and however I can to bring light to someone who sits in darkness. And though I may not be able to bring sight to their eyes, enable me to chase away a few shadows so that their lives may be a little brighter. Lord, have mercy. Amen.
Jesus, I've forgotten the words that you have spoken. Promises that burned within my heart have now grown dim. With a doubting heart I follow the paths of earthly wisdom. Forgive me for my unbelief, renew the fire again. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy on me. like a river of forgiveness, ever flowing without end. I bow my heart before you in the goodness of your presence, your grace forever shining like a beacon in the night.